We all have goals. They're dreams with deadlines. And for Thomas Nattinger, that deadline is this year, his senior year of high school.
I've always wanted to get to the valedictorian spot.
At Charlestown High School in southern Indiana, he works hard, real hard. Nattinger is a straight-A student and does a lot with music. He's been in marching band since eighth grade.
And I started actually going to graduations. I had to play the tuba with a band. And so I was understanding the role of valedictorian and what they did.
He saw himself in that role.
So I was thinking in my head, I want to get that.
So he put in work, even traveled to other schools to take specific classes. By senior year, it looked like he'd get valedictorian, too. A self-proclaimed math lover, Nattinger was crushing school. But then...
there was a little bit of trouble at the beginning of the year because there was a deal with three people being in the line for valedictorian.
We were faced with this dilemma of how do you make sure that the student who has taken the most difficult coursework ends up being your valedictorian?
Lori Stinson is a counselor at Charlestown High School. She says it's become an annual problem to name a valedictorian.
People think that that is a simple designation. It is much more complicated than that.
Like many districts across Indiana, Charlestown has weighted grade point averages. Classes like APs carry more heft. That's in part to encourage students to take hard classes instead of fearing a bad grade could ruin their GPA.
Our plan of encouraging students to pursue harder level coursework, that part was still working, but the valedictorian recognition wasn't.
Think about it. Classes with different weights, study halls, honors classes versus AP classes. Ranking students gets messy. In fact, this year, counselors docked a credit from someone who had a high GPA but hadn't taken the hardest classes. And that put Nattinger, the student from earlier, in that valedictorian spot.
Once I finally got there, it was like, yes, I made it.
But Counselor Stinson says the system doesn't work for everyone. Over the years, she's seen
students who were trying to manipulate their course choices so that they could be valedictorian and not making course choices that were best for their planned career.
Did you have kids who were saying, I'm trying to get this title, so I am going to change up what I'm taking?
Absolutely. Well, and they also want us to try to feed them, well, what is so-and-so taking? Well, that's not healthy either.
So district officials came up with a new system.
Cum laude, magna cum laude, and summa cum laude in there. It's determined by grade point average.
Steve Griffin is assistant superintendent for the whole district here at Greater Clark County Schools. He says if you make above a certain GPA, you'll get an honor. Griffin hopes the laude system promotes collaboration.
It diminishes the unhealthy competition, because if I come in third place out of 500 students, I shouldn't feel like a failure. I had a great high school career.
And it's not just Indiana schools embracing change. That trend is national, too. Colleges recognize that. They give more weight to student course loads, extracurriculars. Greater Clark County Schools will adopt the new model in 2020.
The valedictorian and salutatorian had a great run. In today's current society, I really feel like the laude system is a more appropriate and fair system for students.
New system, but same deadline, senior year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen.